To other news tonight, the search has now resumed in Surfside, Florida, hours after first responders were pulled off the rubble because of safety worries. Structural concerns were raised earlier today about the part of the building that is still standing. All of this on the very same day that President Biden and the First Lady came there to Surfside to meet with first responders and, of course, family members of the victims as they continue their agonizing wait for any signs of life. News Nation anchor Rutabe Shahbazi live there once again for us tonight with the very latest from the scene. Rutabe.
Rob, it was more bad news for those families, anxiously and, as you mentioned, agonizingly waiting for any news of their loved one. The search was called off for about 14 hours, but then at around 4:45 today, they confirmed that the search is back on. As you mentioned, they were concerned about cracking and structural issues. They didn't want to put those crews in any more danger. Now there's actually talk about tearing down what remains of the building still standing. This as the president and first lady visited the vigil and consoled families for about 3.5 hours today.
The president and first lady paying their respects to the growing number of victims from the Surfside building collapse after meeting with their families.
They had basic heart-wrenching questions. Will I be able to recover the body of my son or daughter, my husband, my cousin, my mom and dad? How can I have closure without being able to bury them if I don't get the body? What do I do? Jill and I wanted them to know that we're with them and the country's with them.
Earlier, the president pledging to local and state officials to cover all costs at the federal level for the first 30 days. And thanking the first responders who have been working around the clock. Families starting to lose hope as the search came to a temporary excruciating halt after engineers found widening cracks in the standing structure and up to a foot of movement. Engineers also said a large column hanging from the structure could fall and damage support columns in the underground area. Officials forced to choose between continuing the desperate search and putting first responders' lives at risk.
They're all realists. They all look and they see those floors just literally feet, cement upon cement upon a cement. You know, when I talked to some of the families, some of the people who did escape, they survived, got out, they talked about watching the building collapse and watching as they're in the garage, one floor come down, literally as a whole floor on top of another floor. They know that the chances are, as each day goes by, diminish slightly. But at a minimum, they want to recover the bodies.
The fire chief confirming today that in those final hours, they heard a woman's voice coming from that area.
We did hear audible sounds, and they were searching for a female voice is what we heard for several hours, and eventually we didn't hear her voice anymore.
This as the investigation continues, the National Institute of Standards and Technology sending a team of scientists and engineers to the site. And new information tonight about the former condo board president writing a letter just 2 months before the building came down, saying the structural problems identified in the 2018 report had gotten significantly worse and that major repairs would cost at least $15.5 million. Bids for the repairs were still pending when the condo building collapsed.
And Rob, tonight during that briefing, the emergency manager also came and briefed South Floridians on how to prepare for a hurricane again, a possible hurricane, because Tropical Storm Elsa does have South Florida in its path. So you can imagine what a logistical nightmare that could be. They warned of possible strong winds and rain. Governor DeSantis earlier today said that he's not concerned that that's going to hamper the search and rescue effort, but that there is a contingency plan in place. And as you know, this is the largest effort outside of a hurricane situation where all search and rescue crews in the state have been mobilized.